the fear is, and what I thought I heard, was that you would perhaps have some kind of dropout recovery program at Consol and one at College Station High School. And number one, with the budget constraints we have, I'm not sure I see the economy to be able to have a program at three different facilities. I don't think we have that high a population that requires those services, but I may be wrong. And I also feel like it would be very difficult for the cultures that currently exist at those two high schools to be able to provide the kind of unique support that you do at Timber Academy now. I think we would be asking them, not that they wouldn't have their heart into it, but we're asking for a complete culture within another culture, which is very difficult to do. And so I think that for me, the angst is, I'm just not sure we can economically afford three dropout recovery locations. And I just, the uniqueness and the specialness I see of your staff, I just don't know that we have three high schools worth. Because the teachers that are at the other high schools are serving a different need, a different culture, doing it extremely well, but it's not the same. And that's why we're saying we want kids to have choice.
So we, if I could address that, we do have credit recovery teachers and credit recovery aides at both of our high schools. And those teachers, are in much the same manner, pour their lives into helping kids recover those credits right there after they lose the credit. So they're a lot more proactive
I
think it would potentially be an expansion of a credit recovery / dropout recovery. I think we have this framework that we could build upon. Honestly, I don't know what that looks like. Your point about the financial aspect of that, you know, that's obviously something that we will look at as well. I think what we
Certainly, the
at-risk funding would, the state comp ed funding would follow our kids wherever those kids would be. I think one of the things that we also want to look at is at Timber Academy, the district's only dropout recovery option was Timber. And so if you didn't fit into a certain, if you needed those services, that was the only place to go. I think that we could probably provide some services for these kids and allow them to be able to stay at their comprehensive high schools and maybe be able to access some of the activities that maybe they would keep them in school as well. But again, we will be working on this over the next year to see what it might look like.